Yes, I'd like to speak to someone regarding my broadband. It's Kim McDonald. I need the AVID number. I paid the bill off on Friday, $185. I want to disconnect. I wouldn't, because I haven't been able to get on any site to give it to me. I've been trying to do this for 2 months. Every time I try and find a phone number, what I'm getting, the numbers don't exist and everything else. All I get is a message, the phone number to call back doesn't work, and my bill's been jacked up to $185 in 2 months. So I didn't negotiate a contract. I was with NBN. Cancel, because I can't talk to anyone. There is no website, no phone number. All I found, I got you on a website from Victoria, and my billing, $185 for 2 months, with no megabytes or anything, does not make sense. So I need the AVID number so I can disconnect. Thank you. It's all paid up, hasn't been used since. Oh, no. You violated that, because it was supposed to be $40 with unlimited, and I got a bill for $185. Yes. Okay, so you're telling me that I signed a contract with unlimited. I never signed anything with you guys. What, with unlimited broadband? And how much is it supposed to be a month? So it's 59. Sorry, just can you hang on? 59 a month. Now that's what I thought. Now, so that's 2 months I owed, and what? How did it jump to $185? Because I haven't actually even been using on demand with Foxtel. So how did it jump? Because I've got unlimited data on my phone, so what I did was, I've been turning everything off at the wall. I haven't downloaded anything off my TV because I'm too scared to, because I get hit with this big bill. And now I've got Foxtel trying to woo me back, and when I try and contact, I kept coming up on the internet. So I went through Chrome. And I went through another way, because there's so many companies called Mphone you would not believe. And I'm reading all these things saying you can't talk to them, a provider. I don't know what's going on, but all I'm seeing is that. Okay, so now I have a 1300 number, so you are Australia. Well, thank you. Sorry about my tone. I thought I was working with another country. No, I never joined any provider. I never joined another provider. This is what I said to Foxtel, a company called Superloop's been trying to jump over Mphone. Well, no, they didn't. Oh, so they did jump me. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. I'll pay the $40 today. Now, how do I pay? Do you have I? Yeah, I can pay now. Now, I do this once a month on this date. Yes? Okay, so now, okay, so it's $59.95, not $40. Oh, okay, now can I ask you a question? The same thing has happened to me. I'm with Energy Australia, right? Alinda from Victoria has jumped over. I said I don't do anything on the phone. I want to see paperwork to see what it's about. They send me the paperwork. I've still got it in front of me. I haven't filled it out. And then I get a phone call from my pension because I'm on a disability for my heart at the moment because I need new valves. Anyway, they have stopped. Centrelink said, we've got money backed up on your account for your energy because your energy has been changed to another provider. And I just told them, what gave you, because I had to go at Centrelink, what gave you the right to turn it over to them? And they said, well, we just assumed. I said, well, you assumed wrong. So I'm having problems there at the moment. And I did no talking. Yeah, I know. I'm going to ring Alinda next. But Centrelink are in big trouble because there was no recording. Because with the Superloop, you know what I mean? I said, no, after the Superloop thing, I said, no recordings. I want on paperwork because I'm trying to run my accounts, my dad's accounts, and look after his whole estate. And I'm getting shammed in between with these companies. And I can't keep up. I can't turn up. Okay, so you're telling me this bill's $40 and then it goes to $65 a month, yeah? $59 a month. Okay, I can do that. Okay. I will ring on this number. Okay, Kim. I remember you now because Dwayne, who's in India with NBN, he's been going through this with me for 4 months. God love him. I'll send him a Christmas present. And he rang me this morning. I said, I haven't got on to him because I know there's another two companies involved with this line and I know one jumped one. And when I got on to look at your line, I was using the internet, not Chrome, which is another internet from another country, which has somehow slipped onto a Samsung phone. I don't know how it happened, how they done it, but they done it when the update's downloaded. Anyway, I still sorted that out, and that's when I started working everything out. So if you send me a message link to pay that, or can we do that over the phone now? Okay, can we just pay for the 2 months now? Okay, no worries. Okay, let's do that. Okay, so I can email Dwayne in India because, you know, they don't live well over there. So, you know, I want to, but he does work for Foxtel, you know, but I don't know how much they pay them, you know, and I think it's horrible. But anyway, the number is 4239 5300 6587. Mhm. Okay, the validation number is, sorry, my glass is broken, I'm using magnifying glasses. It is 08/29 and my CV number is 026. Yep. Sorry, I pre-adopted a dog because the place closed So I'm also we have to catch into a routine, so I'm really my back's against the wall at the moment. I have him for 3 months. Okay, so I'm okay, so what would the extra charges be with the bill if it's unlimited? Oh, right. Oh, okay. Do you have a website? Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up then. Okay, Kim. Well, I'm just going to ask for you all the time. So, what is the bill for? Sorry, that was me. What date does it usually fall in the month? Okay, so the date is from what date? Okay, 12th to 21st. Okay, so if I pay him on the 12th, okay, so we have no problem. Okay, so the 12th of February it'll be. Okay, not a problem. No, you have a lovely Christmas, Kim. Sorry for the... Oh, there won't be an issue. I totally have got it now. I've just had a lot of medical and stuff going on as well. Thank you so much, Kim. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Bye-bye.